Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack straight on with today's story. And of course, it comes with an update as well. From Throwaway Resentment 32. Titled, How Can I Manage the Resentment My Girlfriend 25 Female and I 42 Male Have for Each Other. I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for the absurd age gap and the way we started. And I agree, I deserve it, but I would really like some genuine advice past going to counselling. She won't agree, and I can't afford it anyways. Tangible things that I can work on and introduce to help us get past this either as a couple or as effective co-parents. Long story short, my ex-wife and I were together since middle school. We have four daughters in their teens, and I was a stay-at-home dad and part-time worker for most of my life, until my youngest was in middle school. My ex agreed to invest in a passion project business of mine. I hired a receptionist, we started an affair, and she baby-trapped me. Now, we are living together and have a young son. She resents me because she feels she was fooled. She saw me as a business owner who had a nice car, nice clothes, took her to nice places, etc. She thought I was rich, so she got pregnant on purpose. Admitted it, not an assumption. Hoping to use me not to work and sponsor her family from overseas. Well, actually, my ex-wife and her family are the rich ones. None of our homes were in our names. We were renting from our parents and giving them a nominal fee with the expectation that these homes would be left to my ex and me after their death. This allowed my ex's salary to stretch and we lived a really good life. I left our marriage with half our savings, 25k, and my personal property and car. I lost my business due to lack of funding and I did not seek alimony. I resent her because I feel I was fooled. I thought she loved me and couldn't believe the interest a young, hot woman showed in me. She was incredibly persistent and pursued me strongly. But she has no feelings for me. No care or desire. Now that the ruse is dropped, I can't believe I gave up my entire life for what I see was an ego trip. I loved my ex-wife. Really, I did and still do. But I had never been with another woman, and any attempts to open our relationship were shot down. This was like a wet dream come true, and I was weak. Now both me and my girlfriend are in a place we didn't imagine. She's living in a shitty apartment with an old man and still has to work. I've lost my kids, the love of my life, my family, my lifestyle, my business, and it's all 100% my own fault. She stopped being intimate with me as soon as she found out I wasn't rich. We're still together on my end because I feel like I need to have something to show for this shitshow of a situation. At least I got a son and a partner out of it. At least it wasn't for nothing. And also because I don't trust her with our son. She would never agree to give me full custody and she's not a good mother. I would be worried for his safety and the people she would have him around. I honestly don't know why she hasn't left me from her end. What can I do to improve this situation? I know logically it would be best to break up and co-parent, but I'm afraid for my son and embarrassed for myself. Is there a way to salvage this situation? I'm thinking of just telling her we can have an open relationship. She can sleep with whoever she wants and go wherever she wants as long as she lives here so I can have my son 100% of the time. I work from home. I don't know if that's the answer here though. Oh my word, and he's right. What an absolute shit show that is. That's absolutely crazy what's going on. I was losing track in some places with the dynamics that was happening. And the innocent party in this shit show is the son. And obviously the family he basically cheated on. And I always talk about the children because I always think, you know, this is the son's role models growing up. These are the people that he has to look up to give him guidance in his way of life. And you just think, fuck. But we have a couple of updates on this, and we're going to cover some of the comments as well, which I think OP will get torn apart. So let's see. Work in Progress 82 says, yikes, what a shit show. If this story is real, it sounds like karma came knocking on both of your doors. It's almost poetic that greed is what took everything away from both of you. Both of you are adults that are having to live with the consequences of your decisions. I'm just sorry that so many people, your kids and ex-wife, have to suffer along with you. Carlos Amigo says, yep, even now he's shifting the blame to his ex for not allowing an open relationship. OP, you should have just accepted it and shut up. You should have seen that you and your ex had something special, but instead you screwed somebody else and fucked your entire life up. Your ex and kids probably think that you've always wanted to cheat and never loved them because you kept asking for an open relationship. What the fuck was wrong with you? You gotta take accountability for everything. Look how great that curiosity ended up for you. You could have easily not pursued it because your wife was not okay with it, and it would have hurt your wife and break apart your family. You could, but you didn't want to. You knew this could end up like this, but you just didn't care. Relationships take compromise. You wanted to experiment with others. That's fine, but your wife didn't want you to. You should have accepted that. Your family should have been more important to you than your fantasy. Instead, you kept pestering her, and even after she made it clear she didn't want you to, you fucked the first woman that gave you attention. Look how well that worked out for you. Your daughters and ex are probably even more pissed off because you used your ex's money to hire your girlfriend and have an affair and son with her. Best thing is to just break up with her, get a custody arrangement, and take care of your son. There's absolutely no way your daughters will even think about having a relationship with you as long as you're in a relationship with your girlfriend. Your son also doesn't deserve to live in that environment. Actions have consequences. A 42-year-old man should have known that. Hope all the pain you caused to others was worth the life you have now. Snoo says, you both are awful people. You are not partners, so stop faking it. If you think she can't take care of your son, get a lawyer and fight for custody. Be civil to each other and pray that your son doesn't grow up to be even half of the screw-up as you both are. Mice974 says you can do damage control and nothing else. Maybe she baby-trapped you, but you chose to have an affair. But take your responsibilities with these two ladies, please. Co-parent with the two of them. But don't try to salvage a relationship that your former secretary doesn't want. It will get worse. Open relationships won't save anything and certainly won't keep her here. BBY says, I can't imagine supporting my SO through a passion project, especially monetarily, and through that support he ends up cheating on me. God, this terrifies me that people like you exist. You love someone your entire life and give them everything, and throw it all away to get their dick wet for 30 seconds. So now we're going to move on to that first update to see what that says. So update, I had an affair, my ex-wife divorced me, and my kids absolutely refused to speak to me. I was an incredibly involved dad. Most of their lives I worked 1 to 2 days a week and then stayed home with them the rest. I was closer to them than their mum, and I'd like to think I've never disappointed them before this. I made a mistake. It's been over 2 years since it all came out and I haven't been able to make any headway. My eldest is hung up on the fact that I now have a young son. Every firstborn of each generation in my family has been a boy for a long time and she broke the streak. I honestly could not care less about that. I've always thought that pressure was stupid and I'm not a traditionally masculine guy that always wanted a boy. But she's so hurt that I have a son and is convinced that's all I've ever wanted and he's replaced her and my daughters. None of that is true. All of my girls said they don't consider themselves to have a brother and want nothing to do with him. All four of them feel betrayed and blame me for breaking up our family. I deserve the blame. It's my fault and I take responsibility. But I can't change the past and I don't know how I can begin making up for it. My ex has full custody of them, but I'm supposed to have visitation 1 weekend a month. They're all in therapy and it was suggested to not enforce the visitation and respect their boundaries while they work through it. I've done that the entire time and there's no progression made. Does anyone have any suggestions about what I can do here? My ex absolutely hates me but was always supportive of the girl staying in contact with me. She's respected their wishes, but still gives me updates once in a while. My eldest is turning 18 soon and graduating this coming year, and probably moving away for university. I feel like the time to make up with her especially is slipping away. I know I'm the shitty person here. I was a terrible husband, but I was honestly a really good dad and I miss my girls. Has anyone been through something like this? How did it turn out? What are your suggestions? Update 2. Good news, my girlfriend and I have broken up. She has gone back to her home country and left my son with me. Refused to sign any formal custody agreement, so I'm hoping she stays there and doesn't bother us again. I'm pretty sure if she comes back and demands time with him, I have a good case for maintaining custody. She's not even interested in FaceTiming with him, so he remembers her. I feel bad that my son will deal with a shitty, absent mother, but I hope I can get him into therapy as he grows. Bad news, I've tried my best to insist on visitation with my daughters and that has fallen through. They absolutely refuse to see me. They wrote me a letter together that says how much they hate me, how betrayed they feel, how they'll never forgive me and how my son will never be their brother. To not even bother telling him about them because they'll never be interested in knowing him. Just to forget about them altogether and move on with my new family. I have no legal recourse. The youngest is 13 now, old enough to have a say in custody arrangements, and I don't think forcing them to see me would do me any favours in the long term anyways. They also included pictures of their mother's wedding. My ex has no obligation to tell me about her personal life, but I'm pretty pissed that there is a man living with my daughters that I didn't know about. Oh, dear. It is a family friend that has been in their lives 10 plus years. So not a total stranger, but still hurt to see pictures of their recent wedding and family pictures with my daughters. They mentioned that they have a father figure and don't need me anyways. The whole thing really hurts. I know I have no right to feel hurt that my ex has moved on when I cheated on her. But their whole relationship has moved very fast, so I'm now wondering if they started it before we got divorced. No way to know now. Doesn't matter anyways. My ex agreed to keep me up to date and send pictures of my daughters once in a while. After dealing with my son's mum, I'm grateful she is good to our girls and I don't have to worry about their well-being. I'm trying to focus on being a good dad to my son and patiently waiting for my girls to grow up and reach out. It may never happen, but I'm hopeful that they will always understand me more as they become adults and gain context for life. And you can just tell how hurt those daughters are in this situation, the mother too, that they want nothing to do with him. Even though the mother tried to encourage that link between them still, they want nothing to do with it because he broke up that family relationship. Absolutely horrible stuff. And I still turn back to the son again and feel sorry for that boy. Now he's only got the one role model in his life and look at what this role model's turned to be. And just look at the bloody drama in his life already. Holy moly, I mean, he got his dad who ruined his previous family, a mother who's just gone AWOL now and wants nothing to do with him. He's got half-sisters that want nothing to do with him as well. I can just hope that, you know, all this, I know it's a lot to hope for, all this, he really reflects on this and tries to be a better father to the son he has now. Because at the ages the daughters are now, I can't see them reaching out anytime soon. And now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And we're going to move on to another story. Whew.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from Tasty Reaction, who says, I found out my partner cheated on me, again, with someone from our apartment building. Sorry if this is a long post or if it's in the wrong place, but there's a lot of backstory here, more than I've already written, and I usually never post. but I need to share it somewhere since I feel I can't tell anybody. Me, 24 male, and my partner, 21 female, recently got a place together and we went out for food and then decided to get a couple of drinks afterwards. I had work in the morning and had made clear that I needed to leave by midnight at the latest, but since we met a couple of people on the night out, she didn't have to come back with me since I'd assumed she'd be safe. By midnight, we'd both had a few drinks, but I'd stopped as I needed to be able to drive in the morning. She wanted to continue drinking and had almost drunk double what I had. For reference, she can drink me under the table three times over and seemed completely fine, and was chatting and dancing with the girls in a group of friends we'd made that night. One of our friends from our apartment building, I'll call him Harry for clarity, was coming out to meet her too, so I knew she'd have no issue coming home since she wouldn't be walking alone. I said goodbye to the group we were with and we agreed to text each other to let the other know the other was safe or if plans changed. As I was heading back, I saw Harry. We talk for a minute and I carry on. On getting back to the apartment, I text my partner as agreed, letting her know I'm home. And she messaged me back saying she's happy, etc. I let her know I'm going straight to sleep as I need to be up at 7 a.m. to get ready for work. She texts back telling me she loves me, etc. and I go to sleep. Cue 4 a.m. I hear someone trying to get into the apartment. I'm half awake at this point as I assume it's her, but I know she's okay. I hear someone shushing in the hallway. Assuming this is going to be Harry, I just assume she's trying to get him to be quiet since she knows I'm sleeping. A few minutes later, she bursts into the room, stumbling over clothes she left on the floor while getting ready, and falling onto the edge of the bed. She starts talking about how she had a great night, before exclaiming, "Shit," dropping her phone and then proceeding to crawl out of the bedroom. Being fully awake now, I get dressed and head to the living room where she's slumped over the sofa, babbling to herself. I check if she's okay and she starts telling me how she's been trying to act as if she's my age, trying to be more mature for me, but she's struggling because she's only 21, and continues on to say, "I don't deserve you, you're too good for me, etc," which struck me as odd. Since she's never mentioned this before, she also mentions that Harry had made sure she didn't make a fool of herself and helped her home as she had drank too much, which is unusual for her. This is relevant later. I reassure her, we talk for a bit and I head back to bed. But I have a gut feeling that since the last time she was talking like this, she ended up cheating on me with a mutual friend while drunk. She comes to the bedroom about 10 minutes later and starts telling me she thinks she has autism or ADHD as she struggles to read social situations, i.e. when she's flirting, being flirted with, and disassociates a lot amongst other things. I'm not entirely knowledgeable about mental health issues, so I'm not an expert on symptoms of ADHD or autism, but hasn't been diagnosed and is scared to go to a doctor to be diagnosed. She leaves a few minutes later and I go back to sleep. I woke up the next morning and went to check on her since we have two bedrooms and she didn't want to disturb me. Found her sprawled on the bed in the spare room. She was breathing and seemed to be okay, so I set about getting ready. However, I still have the gut feeling from the night before and something just didn't sit right with me. I open up Snapchat and see she's posted a story of her and a guy I didn't recognize dancing. I'm aware people can dance as friends, but this was two people with arms around each other and faces a few inches apart. I was curious, so I text our mutual friend who met up with her about what happened. However, while I still don't know what happened with the guy she was dancing with, Harry immediately apologizes to me. At some point, either on the walk home or in the club, her and Harry were dancing and ended up kissing. He tells me he feels awful and it wasn't worth it, and for what it's worth, it won't happen again. But he understands if I don't trust him again. Further to this, he sends me screenshots of messages she sent him after she got home, of them having a casual conversation, and then her saying to him, "I want to kiss you again," to which he replies, "Stop it." She mentions that she knows and that she can't do it again because of me. Whether that means because I'm home or because she suddenly feels guilty, I have no idea. Finding this out, I immediately confronted her. I did wake her up and told her that I know she kissed our friend last night. Her response, and I shit you not, was, "Oh God, I know, it wasn't even that good either." And I lose my shit a little bit. I tell her that we're done and she screwed the relationship for the final time. I provide more backstory on the other time she cheated on me at the end. She says it wasn't in that was. And I tell her I've seen the conversation she had with our friend, telling him she wanted to kiss him again. She barely responds and ends up going back to sleep. I tell her that shows how little she cares about what she has done, and ends up going to work as I'm already late as it is. I also referenced a Snapchat of her dancing with a guy on her story, which she quickly deleted. She messaged me saying she's not sure there's much to say about, but it still happened and she's sorry. I'll admit, I threw the apology back in her face, referencing things she said the night before about the guy she kissed helping go home. How she messaged him while talking to me, telling him that she wanted to kiss him again, and how this is exactly how she reacted when I'd caught her out cheating previously, to which her response was, okay. I leave it for a few hours as I'm working, until she texts me again saying, I bought you a McDonald's. I respond by telling her I'm done and I'm moving out. She continues to tell me I don't need to move out because she doesn't want me to. I'm a petty bastard and tell her, oh okay, I've changed my mind. You and Harry kissing, telling him you want to kiss him again is all fine now. A lot of conversations occurs, mostly me being pissed since this isn't the first time she's cheated. Her telling me she can fix it, me telling her I have no trust in her anymore, and her responding with it's only happened twice though. Later, she messaged me telling me that, although she didn't want to mention it, but her friend told her she should. She was spiked by the guy she was dancing with, who was buying her drinks after I left, as she'd only bought one more drink since I left before the guy started buying her drinks. I ask her if she knows for certain if she was spiked, and she tells me she doesn't remember anything after having the drink, and went from being tipsy to blackout drunk, and walking home not being able to walk properly, around the time she kissed our friend, which is confirmed to have been her making an advance on him. I tell her she needs to get a drug test or talk to the police or whatever the process is after being spiked, as anything could have happened and if she doesn't remember, she needs to check she hasn't been SA'd. However, she tells me she won't bother because it's not really worth the hassle. I'm annoyed, although possibly not rightly so, since she seems so uncaring about the situation, which if true means she was spiked and anything could have happened to her, and if untrue means she's trying to make excuses for her cheating on me. Note, this isn't a case of not believing her as a victim, but more that she's given excuses like this before for getting too drunk and doing stupid things, and she's confessed to be untrue. If it is true, then I agree I've been an arsehole, and I'll do anything to make sure she gets help. She turns the situation on me, telling me it's her body and she can do what she wants, which is true, and I'd never tell her to do otherwise, but I feel like in the case of an SA and being spiked, I'd want the person who had done that to me to face some sort of repercussion. I know the number of victims reporting SA is low, along with the stigma and the issues with reporting SA. I can understand why women don't report SA. The system being stacked against SA victims is insane. I got home from work and told her I'd been looking for a new place at the start of the week, but until then, I've split our stuff into two rooms, so we have our own space for the time being. She responds over and over telling me she loves me and she wants to fix it. But apart from going down the route of helping her get a test after being spiked and all, I can't trust her anymore since she's cheated on me again. So currently, waiting to look at new apartments, and I've split our stuff so we have as little contact time as possible. Maybe I'm being an arsehole, but having been cheated on twice in the last 4 months by the same girl and given her the benefit of the doubt the first time, and having only just got to a place where trust was being rebuilt after the last time she cheated, I feel the relationship is irredeemable. No matter how much I love her, and she supposedly loves me. And then OP goes on to talk about the previous cheating story and some more information. I found out my partner had texted a guy we knew asking him if he wanted a relationship or just a shag. I don't care which. After we'd had an argument because she was drunk and had been flirting with this guy all night, and then proceeded to meet up with him and his friends after we argued and lying on him, telling him he was beautiful and she really liked him. The only reason he didn't reciprocate is because he was on an acid trip and barely knew she was there, but freely admitted if he wasn't out of it, he would have slept with her. 2 days later, he sends me screenshots of the messages she sent him, with context of what had happened that night, backed up by a mutual friend of ours. I confronted her and she said she didn't remember it happening. However, the night she made her way back to my place and mentioned that I wouldn't be able to trust her and she was sorry, but not mentioning why. She'd also deleted the messages she sent and showed me her DMs on her Instagram as proof that she hadn't seen them. However, I had screenshots of the messages which filled in a gap between casual conversations they'd had. On top of this, she was with a guy when we started dating that I didn't know about. I ended up telling him what had happened, as I'd want to know the same. She told me she loved me within 2 months. I told her I wasn't at that point or ready to tell her that. She responded by breaking up with me on Christmas Eve and starting dating one of our mutual friends within a week. After a month, she told him she loved him, ended up breaking up with him because she realized she only did it as a rebound. She did take his virginity though. I don't know if that's too much context. However, again, there was an overlap as I didn't know she hadn't actually broken up with him when we'd started seeing each other again. At which point I told her if she didn't tell him, I will. I ended up telling him. Told the same guy. Somehow we all ended up staying friends for a while that she wanted to sleep with another guy in our friend group. Denies it to this day, but the entire friend group knows she said this, as well as almost getting into a threesome with said guy and his girlfriend. Eventually said friend group alienated her, as whenever she drinks or does drugs, which is almost every night if she can afford it, and usually whatever she can get her hands on, she ends up causing drama between everybody and they're fed up with it. Holy moly, and that's someone who's had way too many chances already by the sounds of it, especially with the text that we got at the very end there. But what do you guys make of this second story? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories. You know, taking your time with me is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.